Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Day comes down to this for the Bengals. 4th and 9. Flacco protected. Flacco's pass incomplete. And the Jets are going to do it here in Cincinnati.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
My fellow Greek freak and Fordham Ram, Spiro Dedis on the call yesterday. You know, kind of lost in a lot of the fun storylines percolating around week 8 NFL Sunday is the indisputable fact. I think it's indisputable. Was this the worst NFL Sunday of our lives? The games were all blowouts. All of them. And maybe not, like, depends what your definition of blowout is. Like, the Texans won by 11, the Packers won by 10. But you get what I'm saying. There's no endgame drama. And we're used to the witching hour being absolutely insane, like getting these crazy endings. And even if there's not 6 of them, we usually get like 2 or 3 over the course of a day. Yesterday, we only had 1. And it emanated from the Queen City, with the Cincinnati Bengals. What a bunch of losers. In the AFC North odds, I mentioned Baltimore's minus 125. Pittsburgh's plus 160. I didn't even feel the need to say that Cincinnati's plus 750. I'm not here for anything positive about the Cincinnati Bengals. Nothing. Now, they might beat the Bears this weekend. We think Joe Flacco is going to be okay, being called day-to-day with a shoulder injury. He left towards the end of the game yesterday against the Jets, came back in at the very end for that pathetic final drive that Cincinnati had that lasted 4 plays and gave the game to the Jets. The Bengals could beat the Bears next week. That could absolutely happen because the Bears have their own issues, namely the quarterback. But this team is no good. This is what we said before the year when we thought Joe Burrow was the quarterback. I mean, seriously, like if I told you, like before the season started, what happens in week 8 to the Bengals? They score 38 points and lose. You'd be like, oh, sounds like last year with Joe Burrow. What's changed? The defense, I'm actually going to say it. Because I think the Miami Dolphins earned enough yesterday with their demolition of the pathetic Atlanta Falcons. I think the Dolphins have kind of played themselves out of the schneid here. The worst defense in the NFL is not the Dallas Cowboys. This is the worst defense in the NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals. And great, you've got 2 awesome receivers and a pretty good running back. And a quarterback that can at least support the receivers, get them the ball, unlike Jake Browning, whatever the hell he was doing. None of it's going to matter. None of it's going to matter because the defense can't stop anyone. And how do we know they can't stop anyone? Because they allowed the Jets to score 39 points. The Jets, who had their owner last week say, our team would be pretty good if only we could complete the forward pass. The Jets missing the only viable pass catcher on the team in Garrett Wilson. The Jets who had to turn back to embattled Justin Fields. Seven yards per play. They annihilated the Bengals defense. This looked like Emmitt and the 93 Cowboys running the ball. Breece Hall, Isaiah Davis, Breece Hall throwing the game-winning touchdown to Mason Taylor. Are you kidding me, Cincinnati? I'm not here for anything related positively to Cincinnati. And we will do the show 1 week from today. And maybe the Bengals beat the Bears. It's possible. I wouldn't be shocked. Maybe I'll bet the Bengals in the game. I don't know. And I don't care. None of it's going to matter. They ain't doing anything. They weren't going to the playoffs with Joe Burrow. And they ain't going to the playoffs without Joe Burrow. Miss me with the Cincinnati nonsense. As far as the New York Jets go. And I don't mean this to be funny, but, you know, I'll say this. I'll do like my Lance Storm imitation. If I can be serious for a minute, in all seriousness. Yesterday morning, Sunday morning, I think collectively, all of us as sports fans and football fans, and most importantly, human beings are absolutely stopped in our tracks by the news that 41-year-old former Jets center, one of the best offensive linemen in the league during his time with the Jets, Nick Mangold, passes away due to complications from kidney disease. And he had tweeted recently like that he hated to ask for this, but he really needed a kidney transplant. And there's probably like a much deeper conversation to be have here about the willingness of humans to be able to like donate organs like this to save somebody's life. And this is not me being like, it's someone's fault. Like I didn't do anything. I'm just saying. It all happened really fast. And we're all stunned by this news. And from my perspective personally, and I'm the one just talking into the microphone, so that's why I'll say this. I'm 42, so I'm a year older than Nick Mangold. He had children. I have a daughter. The thought of, honestly, like, I don't even want, because like, it'll bring me to tears. The thought of having to leave this world early and leave like my wife behind and my daughter behind, like, is unfathomable. And your heart breaks for his family and his friends and his loved ones, and should serve as yet another reminder to all of us. I think humans are mostly good, but we are also very dumb, myself included. Yet another reminder for all of us how precious all of this is. And that nothing is guaranteed. Nothing. Not tomorrow. Not 10 years from now. Not even 10 minutes from now. Not even 10 seconds from now. None of it's guaranteed. Rest in peace to Nick Mangold. And peace and love to his family. You better you bet on this Monday. And through that lens, it's not like the Jets went out there and like won it for Nick Mangold, and I'm not trying to insinuate that. But you can feel good for that organization on that day to be able to do what they did. And good for Aaron Glenn bringing it up in the post-game locker room, talking about Mangold and what a great Jet he was and what it means to be a Jet. And I'm not trying to be hokey here and kind of like they won for it. That's not what I'm saying. Just that this is, it's a human story that the Jets went out and got the job done. And for Justin Fields, a guy that has been killed by everyone, including me, I've been saying for years he can't play. You know, this is one of those things where you have a moment as a human. I had this moment yesterday where he does the post-game interview and then talks at his press conference about last week being on the floor in his closet, crying, like sobbing, because of what life has thrown at him. And it's not that he's asking for pity or that he has the worst life. He's rich, obviously. But this goes to show, like, money can't wallpaper over every concern or ail that there is in life. That's not how it goes. If it were, if it did, that would be awesome. But it's not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you not feel good for this young man? And I've killed him. I've said he can't play. People like me are probably one of the reasons why he feels the way he does. And it makes you feel pretty bad, but we got a job to do. Like, he's not very good. Sorry. But it doesn't mean he's a bad guy. And it doesn't mean you can't feel good for the young man, and you can't feel good for that head coach, and you can't feel good for that organization winning its first game of the season in the fashion they did it, under the circumstances they did it in. It's good stuff yesterday from the New York Jets. Also, I bet them, and I appreciate their efforts. And now people are asking, well, is this the springboard to great things coming up for the Jets? I will do my best Michael Myers as Goldmember impersonation from Austin Powers 3 and say, how about no? No. They're still terrible. They'll be lucky to win 3 or 4 games this year. They're brutal. But yesterday, a great day for the New York Jets. Not so much for the other New York football team, as the Giants lose 38-20 to the Philadelphia Eagles at the Link. Cam Scataboo, done for the year. Just a heinous injury, and I'm watching it on the TV, and I see his ankle pointing, and I'm just like, all we needed was like Tony Romo, like what has happened to Dak, being like, oh, I think it's just a sprain. Or like his ankles, his foot is pointing in the wrong direction. You knew immediately, and Dart's cursing, and the players are calling for the cart immediately, and it is horrible. It's horrible. The Giants season unofficially ended last Sunday in Denver, and officially ended yesterday in Philadelphia. Not just because Cam Scataboo, like one of the sources of energy of this team, a source of intense optimism, a building block for a franchise lost in the wilderness for a decade, not just because he's done for the year, but because this team's got no hope. And we'll get into the officiating. We'll talk about the tush push to start next hour. You strip all of that away, and the Eagles still slam them in the game. There is no comparing these two teams. The Eagles are 50 times better. And now, the Giants are 2-6 with an impossible schedule awaiting them. Like I said last week, prepare for next year, a new coach and a GM for Jackson Dart as he enters year two, and that new coach and GM will not have picked him. We'll get into more with Brian Daboll. We'll talk about the tush push and the Philadelphia Eagles. And Brian Kelly's firing at LSU to start next hour. Hour one done. Hour two for you. Coming up on the other side. You better you bet on this magnificent Monday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.